Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Briskman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're starting Be'ezu Hashem Perek Sheni, Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ashoichet Echot Bo'oif Ushnaim Be'behema Shchitos Ekshevo Ve'ruboi Shulechot Komayu Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Sheyishchit Esavridim. About Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, there's a lot more to talk about, but we'll leave that for Daf Chof Ches. That's where the Ikar Sugi is. The Gemara here is Medayik from the Lashna Mishnah that the Shechita is kosher b'dieved, and not l'chatchila. The Gemara asks, how come l'chatchila it's not kosher if it's talking about Shnayim b'behema? So what could be more than Shnayim b'behema? Ad kamal ishchit velezel. The Gemara answers two terutzim. Iba yiseima echot ba'oif, ve'iba yiseima aruba yishlechot kemoyim. So either because l'chatchila ba'yoif we need shnayim like ba'behema, or because l'chatchila roiv is not enough, roiv of each simen, but you need the whole simen. Now, there's a machlaikis in the Rishonim, if this din l'chatchila, By both things, by the simen echad ba'oif and by the roiv, is the Raisa or the Rabbana. The Ramban wants to suggest that it's the Raisa, and it's part of the halacha l'mishim Sinai that the Gemara brings down later. Kasher tzivisicha, the Gemara learns that all these halachas of shechita were nitn l'moshe b'Sinai. So Ramban says it was given in a way that l'chatchila you need Shnaim Simonim Shleimim, and b'di'evid, it's enough to have Echad Ba'oif and Roiv of each Simon. The Primigodim in Simon Chof Aleph, in the Mishpatzei Zav, Sifkot Aleph, he wants to bring a Raya from Taisfis, that Taisfis also holds like the Ramban, Taisfis Le'el Daf Chof Aleph from Mudbeis, that both things are l'chatchila d'iraisa. However, the Ramban, after he suggests that it's maybe d'iraisa, but he says that it's mo mistabe that it's the Rabbana, because we don't find by d'iraisa, by other mitzvahs, chiluk between l'chatchila and b'dievid. By d'iraisa, usually, if it's b'dievid good, so it's also l'chatchila. And the Rashba also holds that it's the Rabbana. In Shitas HaRambam, there's a machlekes between the Noisa Kelim. The Rav HaMagid in Perik Aleph, Mehilchus Shechita Halacha Tes, says that the Din Lechatchila according to the Rambam is only the Rabbanan. And the Kesef Mishnah there in Halacha Aleph says that the Rambam holds that it's the Raiso, as we'll see later, what's their reasoning of the Rav HaMagid and the Kesef Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. Now, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that it's the Yuraisa, so it comes out that the Rambam holds that it's Shayeche by a Yuraisa l'chatchila b'dievid. The same way will be according to Taisfis, that the Primogodim proves that he also holds that it's the Yuraisa. And this is talk a big discussion in Taisfis and Rishonim in a few places in Shas, whether it's Shayeche by the Yuraisa, lechatchila and b'dieved, like we find by the Rabbanon. However, ichura, even if we say that it's shayach by the Raisa lechatchila and b'dieved, here in our case, it's more shver to say that. It's harder to say that. The reason is because shechita lichura is not a mitzvah; it's a matir. It's only a matir. You have an iser nevela. You have an iser of eino zevuach. And the shechita is matirit. And we have a taisa, a side of taisa in Nida, daf samech vav amud beis. Taisa say that whenever something is only there to solve a problem, to be matir, to be metahir, like tvilo, say taisa say that shaloi kpido toivel or shiitoyer ha'adam. So in such a case, it's not shaykh to say a concept of lechatchila b'dieved, because if someone lamar is toivel in the mikvah in a certain way, that he's tired, b'dieved, so Taisa says, l'chatchila, there's no reason to require more than that lechatchila, because once it's tar, it's tar. So we got what we wanted. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a solution for a problem. Tahara for a tumah. The same thing, lichura, should be here, that it's just a mati for iser, the shechita, and mimelo. How is it shayach bichlal to have lechatchila and bedieved, even if we say that it's shayach in general by other mitzvahs d'oraisa? Once you say that it's already mutter, the iser nevelu went away, or the iser in the zivuach is already mutter, so how is it shayach to require more than that lechatchila? So that's something that Achrayim are talking about here, and the Pashta Teretz is the Rambam is Lishitasi. Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah esev shchito. When someone wants to eat, it's not just a matter of isur esei of enezivuach or isur neveila, but it's a mitzvah sasei, a positive mitzvah sasei, that whenever someone wants to eat, he has to shecht. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah learns pshat, and the Rambam in the Minyan of Mitzvah Sakotzer, in the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, Essay Kuf Mem Vav. However, even that is not clear that that would be enough for answering our Ha'ara from Tezis and Nida, because even though the Rambam does hold that there is a Mitzvah Sasei of Shechita, so Imeila Lichura, you could say that here it's Shayach Lechtchilim B'dievid, like if such a concept is Shayach and D'Oraisa in general. However, we find in the Rambam counts even a din as a mitzvah. Like, l'mashal in the mitzvah of tefillah. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Esekuf Tes. So the Rambam explains there, even though there's no mitzvah for a tamei to go to the mikvah and to be nitar mitumasai, however, it's a din in the Torah that if he's toivil, so he's toir. And the Rambam explains there that a din is also counted as a mitzvah. He also counts in the minyan of mitzvahs even something that is a din and not a requirement. So, therefore, also when the Rambam is counting shechita as a mitzvah, say it's very possible that he just means that it's a din that you can't be matir or machshir the basal achila ela b'shechita. Mimel, it's like mamish like tevila. So we're going back to this kind of mitzvah which is only a matir. And Mimela, it still needs a hesber why, how the Chayach Beit Lechatchilon B'dievid. According to Taisa Nida, that says that when it's only a matter, it's not Chayach to Mimchalik between Lechatchilon B'dievid. However, the Beis HaLevi, in Chelik Beza of Simen Yudalid, says that the Svav of Taisa Nida is not Muskam, not everyone agrees, because it seems like it's a Machalik is Balat Taisa, because in Taisa Menachis, Yud Chesem Ud Beis, it's mevur that they argue with this, and they hold that it's shaykh lechatchilam b'dievet by d'oraisa, even by a matir. And that will explain also how Taisis le'el, chafalaf and mudbeis, the Prima Godim was medak, they also hold that it's d'oraisa. So, obviously they hold like Taisis and Menachis, that even by a matir it's shaykh to have lechatchila and b'dievet. Now in Shitas Rashi about this shayla, so it seems to be that Rashi is a mechalik between the two terutzim, the two dinim in the Gemara here. Rashi here, legabi the din of shnaim be'oif lechatchilo, that Rashi says mefurish here in our sugya, that it's only the rabbanon. Rashi says it's a harchoka. However, legabi the din of simonim shleimim, the primigodim that we mentioned before, primigodim in the beginning of simon chafalef, is medayik from Rashi le'el and daf chafalef on the beis, that's the Uraisa. The din simonim shleimim is the Uraisa. Only the din shnei simonim boif is the Rabbana. Now, this needs a hesber. First of all, since both things are mentioned together here, it's two terutzim about the din lechatchila of the Mishnah. How did Rashi know to be mechalik that one of them is the Uraisa and the other is the Rabbana? Another aura is, how come Rashi here in Sugi Beduchta doesn't mention that the din simonim shleim is the Uraisa? He only mentions that the din shnayim boif is the Rabbanon. And we have to go back to Chaf Aleph to see there that it's mevu mitoich dvarav that the simonim shleim is the Uraisa. Who he should mention it here. So this maybe could be explained Taisis in Psochim. First of all, we find that Batsim, if we think about it, there's a big difference between these two dinim lechatchila, between the din of echad mitoch shnayim and the din of rubei kechulei. The din of echad mitoich shnayim by your oif, that one simin is enough, is a local din here in Hilchos Shechita. However, the din of rubei kichuloi, by each simin, that's a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. That's not a din dafkin Hilchos Shechita. Now, legabi this din of rubei kichuloi, Tosfos perek avi psachim in daf kuf chesem udbeis, Tosfos say legabi dalet kaisis, that the chatchila, you need a revis shleima, and only with the evid, it's enough to have roi revis. And the Bach, there in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tafayin Beis, the Bach explains this. He says, V'hainu taimu deloi amrinan rubei kichuloi elo le'inyan shiyoitzim b'rubei b'dievid. The reason why lechatchilo you need revi shleima, zog the Bach, because the whole concept of rubei kichuloi is only a din b'dievid. Aval lechatchilo vaday tzorich kuloi u'pashutu. That's the Loshon of the Bach. The Bach says that in kol ha'tiru kulo, whenever we have a din rubei kichuloi, so it's pashit, that it's only a din b'diavad, but l'chatchila you always need kuloi. The svara is because be'etzim the din rubei kichuloi, it just means that when you have roiv, it's ki'ilu, you have everything, it's already enough, because it's almost there, so the miut is nigra basa the roiv. So in Mela, it's obvious that the ratzna Torah is be'etzim to have the whole thing. Just b'diavad, it's enough if you do almost the whole thing. If you do roif. So this answers the two aris we asked. First of all, the reason why there's a chilek between, simonim shleimim and the din, shnei simonim, is, according to Rashi, is because simonim shleimim, the fact that, that lechatchila you need kuloi, is a din be'etzim, that the whole din of rubei kichuloi be'etzim always is only b'diavad. That's a din kol ha'tiru kula. Like the Bach says, it's svar pshuto. So that's why the Rashi holds that that's for sure the right that this din lechatchila. However, the din shnayim be'oif lechatchila, there's no reason to assume that that's the right. So because the Torah only requires one simon be'oif, and there's just a chokam midi rabbanon to require both of them. That also answers how come Rashi doesn't bother to mention here in the sugya that legabi shleimim you need. It's a dim doy raisa because it's davar pashut, it's a svar pshut and kol ha'tiru kula. It's not a din miyuchad here in Hilchos Shechita. This also could maybe answer the ha'ara of the Ramban that we mentioned before. How is it shayach b'chlal chatchila and b'dievet by doy raisa? So according to Rashi, that only simonim shleimim is doy raisa, so that won't be so shver because be'etzem here, it's not two separate things. It's the same thing. It's not like simon echo the shnei simonim ba'oif. That is two options how to do the mitzvah, and you say lechatchila b'dieved is not shaykh by the raisa. But here, it's even when you do roiv, it's be'etzem mitzad that you need koil, and the roiv is nechshav kikuloi. So in such kind of a lechatchila b'dieved, it's shayach even by the Raisa, and the Bishalevi, similar to that, wants to even answer the kasha from Tosfos and Nida that we mentioned before, that by a matir, it's b'chlal not shayach lechatchila b'dieved. So according to Rashi, that it's only by Shimonim Shleim we have this din of lechatchila de Raisa. So Bishalevi says, since the din lechatchila here is not to do something else lechatchila, but it's the same thing, the same rubei kichuloi, is always only kosher because chashvino lekeilu shachut. So because the mute is nigra basa the roiv. So imela, it's pashut that the Torah be'etzem wants you to do the whole thing lechatchila. Just if you did most of it and you stopped, so it's nechshav like you already did the whole thing. That kind of lechatchila b'dieved is shayach afilu b'yamater. However, there seems to be a stira in Rashi. Because Rashi here is saying lehedya that the din shnayim ba'oif lechatchila is for sure the rabbanon, and in daf chaf amud beis the achrayim point out that it seems there in Rashi that also this din is the iraisa, and in the natsiv in meray misade and leiv aryeh they both talk about it and they want to say that it's that Rashi learns that it's totally in the drushes of the different brises later in the sugya yuyan sham. In Divrei Achronim. So just to summarize, we have a Machlekes Rishonim here, if the din, that lechatchilo you need Shnayim Be'oif, and you need Simonim Shleimim, is that, Midoi Raiso, Midoi Rabbonon. The Ramban has a tzad, and the Rambam Lemaisa, according to the case of Mishnah, and Tosfos Le'el, they hold that it's Deiraisa. The Rashba and the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, they hold that it's Derabbanan. Rashi is making a chilik. The din Shnayim Be'oif is Derabbanan, and the din Simonim Shleimim is Deiraisa. And some of the Achronim hold that Rashi holds that the din Shnayim Be'oif is Machlekes Tanoim and the Brises, if it's Deiraisa or Derabbanan. Now these two dinim that I mentioned the Gemara here, lechatchilo shnayim be'oif and lechatchilo simonim shleimim. So halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? The Rambam and Hilchos Shechita Perek Aleph Halacha Tes paskins both dinim that lechatchilo you need shnayim be'oif and also simonim shleimim, both by beheman be'oif. The Magid Mishnah there says pshat the reason why the Rambam is paskining both tirutzim is because the Rambam holds there's no machlokes ledina between these two tirutzim and the Gemara. It's just a shiloh how to answer the pshat in the Mishnah, but they both agree with each other in the din. However, the Kesef Mishnah there in Halacha Aleph, the Kesef Mishnah explains a different pshat. He says that it's because the Rambam holds that both these dinim are deiraisa according to each one of the terutzim. So the din is deiraisa, which is like we mentioned before, the case of Mishnah holds bedasa Rambam this way that it's deiraisa. Now, since that's the case, so the case of Mishnah, so imelo it's sfeika deiraisa l'chumra. Even though beetzim the terutzim are arguing with each other lahalacha, each one of them does not hold of the other. But since each one of them holds that its din is the deiraisa, so imelo we paskin both of them because of sfeika deiraisa l'chumra. Now the Tavu is shor in Simon Chaf Aleph, obliged to rechin on this case of Mishnah. He asks that it lichur doesn't work out if you make the cheshbin, because if the reason of the Rambam is because sfeika deiraisa l'chumra, so lichur it should be enough by a behema to have one full simon and rive of the second simon, and then mimanaf shechet should be good, because if we have a suffix, like which teretz to paskin, be'etzim the terutzim are chaylik on each other, just misafik, we paskin both of them. So this way, we should be yaitze both terutzim. Why? Because we have rive, we have both simonim, and we have, by rive sheni, so already, it's enough, because according to the teretz that you need a full simon, so you don't need both simonim, the kala simon of the first simon is already enough. So in Melo, you should be yaitze with that, all the sfeikis. So Bishlom, according to the Magid Mishnah, that we pass in both of them because we taka hold that there's no machlekes ledino. So we really need that the Simon Hasheni will also be Sholem. But if the Simon Hasheni is only Misafik, so Misafik, it's enough, it should be Rive, because according to the Teretz, we need Shnei Simonim, so Rive is enough, afilu lechatchila. Now the Rosh Paskins, like the Rambam, that lechatchilo you need both, also shnei simonim ba'oif and also simonim shleimim. However, the two reasons that we saw in the Nezikelim and the Rambam to explain this psak won't be possible by the Rosh. Why? Because the Rosh, first of all, the Rosh is mefurish that the two terutzim are arguing with each other, and second of all, later in the Rosh, it's mevur that both dinim are derabbanan and not deiraisa, so you can't say sfeika deiraisa. You can't say the two terutzim agree with each other in halacha. So mimeila, it needs a hesber. How come the Rosh is paskining like both terutzim? Lichur, it should be a sfeika derabbanan lekula, because it's a suf, it's a machlekes, and it's only derabbanan. So I heard from Hagoyin of Rav Liashiv in his shir, he wanted to say pshat in the Rosh al pi toisus and beitza. Daf Yudalid Amudalif. Tosfos Mechadish that whenever we have two lishnas in the Gemara that argue with each other on two different things, that each one of the terutzim in the Gemara is machmir in one inyan and makel in the other inyan, and the other way around. In other words, each one of the terutzim in the Gemara is machmir in the din that the other lishna is makel. And the same thing the other way around. So in such a case, Tosfos say, even though we're talking about the Rabbanan dinim, we go lechumra by both lishnis. Abba Kiv'egrin Psachim Daf Kufchesim Udalef explains the svara of this Tosfos and Beitza, that the reason is, since we cannot paskin lekula by both inyanim of both lishnis, because then for sure lekula alma will do wrong, because at least both lishnis agree that at least one of the inyanim is aser, one of the inyanim is lechumra, so we can't do lekula by both, and so therefore we're machmir in both. And the pshat is because if to go pick and choose which one to go lechumra, like to go in one of them lechumra and one of them lekula, that won't make sense either, because my chaz is to be makel dafka in one of them more than the other. So since there's no achra, and to say the regular sfeikat rabban lekula by both of them, it's not shaykh, because then it's for sure going to be wrong. So we melo we machmir in both. And so if that's the pshat of the Rosh, it's very gishmak, because the Rosh is l'shitaso, the Rosh in Beitza, on the first parak, Simon Chof Aleph, he also says the svar of Tyson Beitza, that in such a case, when you have two lishnas that argue with each other, even when it's the Rabbanon, we paskin both of them l'chumra. The Rif paskins that l'chatchila, you need the whole Simon, Simonim Shleimim, but Shnaim Be'oif, he doesn't paskin. He paskins that even lechatchila echad ba'if is enough. The Rosh is explaining what's the pshat in the Rif. He says the Rif holds that it's a machlokes between the lishnis and mimeila, and the din is the rabbanon. So sveika the rabbanon lekula. So that's why it's enough to have echad ba'if. So the primigodim and simin chofalef sifkot nalef asks, so if that's the pshat in the Rif, so how come the Rif is makel dafkon the din shnayim ba'if? And not in the din of simonim shleimim. How come in the din simonim shleimim he is machmir and he doesn't say there's sveikat derabban lekula? So obviously the Rif cannot say by both of them sveikat derabban lekula, like we explained before, because then at lekula at least one of them will be wrong, because everyone agrees that at least one of them you need. However, the shot is how come the Rif chose to be makel dafka in the din shnayim ba'oif and not in the din of simonim shleimim. So the Prima Godim wants to say a teretz that maybe the Rif holds that there's a one way machlekes between the lishnis. Dehainu legabe the din that you need simonim shleimim, both lishnis agree that you need it. Lahalocha. The machlekes there is only about the pshat in the Mishnah. However, about the din of shnayim ba'oif lechatchilo, that's even a machlekes ledina between the lishnis, and that's why legabi this machlekes the Rif paskins lekula legabi this din, but legabi the din of simonim shleim that everyone agrees, so that's why he paskins lechumra. Another teretz maybe is possible in the Rif. Maybe the Rif holds like Rashi that we mentioned before, that shnayim ba'oif is the rabbanon, but the simonim shleimim is d'oraisa, so that's why legabi simonim shleimim it's a sfeika d'oraisa, and that's why the Rif paskins legabi that lechumra. So just to summarize, we have a machlekes rishonim here lahalocha, how to paskin our sugya. The Rambam and the Rosh a machmir in both dinim that you need lechatchila simonim shleimim and you need shnayim ba'oif, but however the Rif is only machmir legabi the din simonim shleimim, But he's making legabi the din shnayim be'oif. Lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch Simon Chof Aleph Sif Aleph we paskin that like the Rambam and the Rosh that we need both lechumra lechatchila. Another sugya here is the sugya of gistra. The Gemara is talking here about minayin l'shchita shehi min atzavar. The Gemara is suggesting different psukim, different drushes. The maskana of the Gemara, however, is that the din shchita min atzavar is only halach l'meshi misinai. There's no yalfusa for it. And from the yalfusis, the Gemara says, we learn a different din, deloy l'shavya gistua. What does that mean? So Rashi, in his first parish, he says that the din means shelo yachtei hamefrekes l'shnayim af achas shchitas simonim, which means that even after you finish shechting the simonim, you shouldn't cut the neck into mamish two different parts. Now, in the Mordechai, he brings a machlokes rishonim pshat in this Rashi. The Rav Yo learns pshat in Rashi that it's an iser to cut the neck into two parts. The Maharam Rotenburg, however, he holds that Rashi never meant that it's Isser. Rashi is just saying the din is You don't have to cut the neck. Not that it's also to cut the neck. Now, Tosfos here asks on Rashi, on this Rashi, what's the Havamina that you would cut the neck? Why do you need a pasuk not to cut the neck? What's the Havamina for it? Why would we think otherwise? So the Maharam here explains, B'shem the Terumas Hadeshen and Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, that Tosfos learned Pshat and Rashi, like Maharam in Rotenburg, that it's not an Isser, it's just the pasuk is teaching us that you don't have to cut the neck. And that's why Tosfos is asking, what do you need a pasuk for such a thing? Why would we think that you have to cut the neck after you already cut the simonim? So why do you need a pasuk to tell me otherwise? Now, so if it comes out that if we learn Pshat and Rashi like the Rav Yoh, that it's an Isser, so that would answer Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, because for being Mechadish, a new Isser, not to cut the neck, for that for sure, we need a pasuk. However, according to this Pshat and Rashi that it's an Isser, there's still a Kasha that has to be answered. And that is a Kasha that the Mordechai brings, B'Shem Rabbeinu Baruch, that he also understood in Rashi like the Rav Yoh that it's an Isser. However, the Rabbeinu Baruch is arguing on Rashi and he holds that it's Loi Nira. Why? Because once he already shechted the Simonim, so it's over. So now, what do we care what does he do later? If he cuts the neck or not, l'chur, the shechita is over, and now it doesn't matter anymore what he does. So how is it shaykh to have now a new Isser of cutting the neck? And the Terumas Hadeshen says that this kasha of Rabbeinu Baruch is what forced Tosfos to learn Pshat and Rashi, like the Maharam in Rotenburg, that it's not an Isser. However, according to the Rav Yoh, that it is an Isser, if you want to answer the Tosfos kasha, that the reason why we need a pasuk is because it's taka Isser, like the Rav Yoh, so we'll have to answer Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha, how come there is such an Isser? What's the time of the Isser? Once we finish the Shechita, why do we care? What do you do later? So the Rashba is oimid on this. What's the reason for this Isser, to cut the neck? And the Rashba says the reason is because of Isser Achilas Dam. The Rashba is referring to a sugya, lekamon, kuf yud gimel amud alef. The Gemara says there, Hashoiver mifrakta shel behema kodim sheteitzei nafsho, if someone cuts the neck of the behema when she's still alive, which means after the shechita of the simonim, obviously, he cuts the neck, so it's mavli adam ba'ivarim. Rashi explains that usually during the shechita, so the blood sprays out, and that's something that the behema needs a strength to spray out the blood. And when you break her neck, right after the shechita, when she's still alive, so because of the pain, she doesn't have the koyach to scream and to spray out the blood. So mimeila, the blood stays in, and it's nivla ba'ivarim. And in the Hemshech HaSugya, there's a tzad de Gemara that this means that the basar is nesa ba'achilo because the dam is nivla ba'ivarim. So there's Zogdu Rashba, but that's the pshat here. That's why there's an isser to cut the neck after the shechita of the simanim, because this will cause later a problem that the dam will be nivla ba'ivarim, and it will be, you'll have isser achilas dam. Now, on this Rashba, the Taz and Simon Chav Dalet, Sifkotin Beis, in Hilchei Shechita, he asks that the Rashba does not stim l'shitasei with the way he explains the sugya there in Kufyot Gimel and Mudalef. There's a machlekes vishonim in the sugya there, by a shoivim mifrakta shel behema, kodim shetetzei nafsho, is it usher to eat it because of the dam, even if you do melicha, or only if you don't do melicha. The Rashba holds that if you do melicha, it's mutter. And the Rashba holds that the only chumrah that you have there because you broke the neck, legabi the dam, is that it's usher to eat it beumtzo, dehainu, when it's uncooked. Usually, mitzad iser, hilchis dam, So as long as the meat was not cooked, you can eat it even without salting it, without melicha. And the reason is because the din is dam ha'ivarim shaloi pirish. Any blood that stayed inside in the ivarim and never started moving around, so there's no issur dam on it. You can eat it the way it is. So that's why if you eat it uncooked, if you eat it raw, be'umtza, so it's mutter. Because then the dam does not start moving around. Only when you want to cook it, so the cooking process starts moving around the blood, and then it's already pirish mim koima, it's not in its natural place, so then it becomes usr. And that's why only when you want to cook meat, you have to do melicha first. So Zakdu Rashba, when someone breaks the neck of the behema, when she's still alive, so the result of that is that the blood starts coming out during the shechita, and then it goes back and doesn't totally come out because she loses her strength. And mimeila, therefore, even be'umtza, you can't eat it because the same way the cooking process starts taking out the blood, so also the shechita takes out the blood. Just the shechita usually totally takes out the blood. Whatever comes out through the shechita comes out and stays out. But when you cut the neck, it gets stuck in the middle, and mimeila, it already has an issur dam, so that's why even when it's raw, you're not allowed to eat it. However, the Rashba says, if you do melicha, so it's mutter, because then the melicha takes the blood out. So the Taz asks, according to the Rashba, that if you do melicha, it's mutter, so how could the Rashba say that this is the pshat in our Gemara, that there's a pasuk, there's an issur deraisa, to cut the neck, because of the issur dam? Since if you salt it so it's mutter to eat it, so it comes out that there's a way to eat this meat. It doesn't totally asur the meat, there's a takana to it. So how could that be a issur gistra? The Taz says, since it's a pasuk here, that it's a din in hilchos shechita, that you're not allowed to cut the neck after you cut the simanim, so this should be a issur that is totally forbidding this basar from eating. It's like it's ki'ilu lo nishchat, since it's a din hilchos shechita. So the pasuk seems to tell you here that it's ki'ilu as if you didn't shecht it at all. So it should be asur afilo lidei melicha, which is not possible to say according to the Rashba l'shitasei. Now al kulpanim, according to Rashi l'shitasei, since this is shitas Rashi here that there's an isur to cut the neck, Rashi l'shitasei, at least, will make sense. Because Rashi there in the sugya on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph holds that even by melicha it's also aser. When you cut the neck of the behema, so even melicha won't help. The reason is, Rashi says, because cutting the neck, what happens as a result is that the dam gets belua, gets stuck in. It's so deep that even the salt won't take it out anymore. So according to the Rashba, it's taka irreversible. This process of cutting the neck will cause an iser that has no takana. You can never eat this basar because of the isur dam. So imeila Rashi l'shitasei makes sense that that's the reason of the isur gistra in our sugya. However, the Taz seemingly held that the Rashba is saying this also bedas atzma, not only bedas Rashi. So that's why l'shitasei, the Rashba l'shitasei, doesn't make sense, this pshat in our Gemara. That's the Taz's kasha on the Rashba. The Shach and the Kudus HaKesef there answers the Taz kasha, and he says that we'll have to say that the Rashba means that the pasuk here of that Asas cutting the neck, Asas Gistra, is being mechadesh here, that even the solution of melicha, even though in a chinami if you do melicha it's going to help, but even the solution is melicha is only b'diavad. Lechatchila, even if you do melicha, so it's usher to eat it, only b'di'evid, it's mutter. So that's already more of a issur she'ein lo l'takona, ein l'takona even al yedei melicha, because lechatchila afilu melicha is not a takona, so it makes more sense to say that that's what the pasuk means, even according to the Rashba, that melicha is a solution. And l'maisa, this shach is he's mechavin to say for Eshkol in Hilchos Shechita Simen Yud, that he wanted to say, he has a tzad to say like the shach, But he's Daichet the Eshkel because we don't find the Issa Deiraisa that is only Lechatchila. So you can't say the Zak the Eshkel that the Issa Deiraisa of Gistra is only Lechatchila, that the Melicha won't be a solution. And this is like we saw before earlier in the Shir, that this is many Rishonim hold that by the Rises you can't say a difference between Lechatchila and Bidiyavit. So the Eshkol wants to say a different pshat in this Isser of Gistra. The Eshkol holds that since this Pasuk that Asas Gistra is in Hilchus Shechita, so it's a din in Hilchus Shechita that it's mamish like a nevela if someone cuts the neck. It's as if he didn't do the Shechita. So therefore, it can be explained just by Isser Dam, which is a Zaitika Isser. So the Eshkol brings down B'Shem Yesh Oimrim. Now the pshat in this is different. The pshat is that be'emes, if you cut the neck right after the simonim without a hefsek, so it's awesome with the raisa as if you didn't do shechita at all because it ruins the ma'ase shechita. That's for sure. He says that if you shechted the simonim and you waited shir shehi on, then you broke the neck even though the behemoth was still alive, then the Torah doesn't answer it because it's not keshechita chada. It wasn't done as part of the ma'ase shechita. Then there's only the problem of the Mavli Adam Be'ivarim, the Isur Dam. However, if you do it as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita right away, right after you cut the Simonim, you go on and cut also the neck, so then that ruins the Ma'aseh Shechita, it passes the Shechita, and Mimela it's Mamish on Avela Midoi Raisa. Now the Svar in this, there's a few Drachim in the Achroinim, will bring down the Hesper of the Taz. The Taz says that, when the Torah says that you have to shech the simonim, it doesn't only mean that you need the simonim, but it means also that the Torah wants that only the simonim will be the source of the death. Now, if someone cuts the neck, which means he cuts the spine, and that already could cause the death, so it comes out that not only the simonim were the cause of death, but also the cutting the neck was another cause of the death. And Mimela, the Simonim, were not the only cause of the death, and that's what passes the Shechita. Now the thing is, that's for sure, like the Eshkol brings himself, that if you wait, Shir Shehiya, and then you cut the neck, even though the Behemah is still alive, so then there's no problem. And we see also, that if you kill the behemoth while she's still alive, after you did the shechita simoni, you kill the behemoth with a different way, lamashal by banging on her head, or a different way. So that's for sure that that's mutter. After you did the shechita simoni, and that's a mefush Rashi on Daflam Mitbeizim with Aleph, and we passing it lahalacha. The Rama brings it down in Simen Chof Gimel Sif Hey. So the Taz for sure is not arguing with that, but the Pshat is, like the Eshkol explains, the problem is only when it's done as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita. If it's not part of the Ma'aseh Shechita, it's mutter. Now, the Svar in this could be that even though the Taz says that the Vart is that the cause of the death has to be only the Simonim, so how come if you kill the Behemah after the Simonim in a different way, like banging on her head, or cutting the neck after Shir Shehiyah, why is that not a problem? Lichura, still the source of the death is another source, besides the Simonim. So Lichura, the Pshat is, because it's Kayadu, we have a din, that after the Shechita, the Behemah, is Mutter Ba'achila, even though she's still alive, even though she's still Mefakesis. Why? Because the Shechita was already a Ma'aseh Matir. So the pshat is once the shechita simonim was over and the shechita is completed, so then it doesn't matter. You could even eat it when it's still mefakeses. Kol shekin, you could kill it in a different way and eat it. All what matters is the ma'ase shechita, because if you cut the neck right away b'chad the machta with the ma'ase shechita, so that passes the ma'ase shechita, because then it means that the ma'ase shechita wasn't over yet, so there was no matir of shechita yet, and together with the shechita, there's another cause of the death. So that passes the Shechita, and then a taka becomes a nevela. So just to summarize, so we had here a machlekes Rishonim if cutting the neck right after the Shechitas HaSimanim is Aser or Mutter. According to the Oisrim, so there's a Machlekes Rishonim B'Tam HaIsser. The Rashba says that the reason why it's Aser is because of Iser Achilas Dam. Since by cutting the neck, the Dam HaIvarim starts coming out, but it gets stuck and doesn't totally come out. So that's why then you can't eat the meat. And the Shach explains that even though Milicha would be a solution for that, according to the Rashba, however, it's also Lechatchilo Afilu Al Yidei Milicha. Now, according to Rashi Lishitasai, it's Aser even B'dieved Al Yidei Milicha. The Eshkel says a different time in the Isser of cutting the neck, in the Isser of Gistra, that it's also Mishum Nevelo. Because since, as part of the Maisa Shechita, you cut also the neck, and as the Taz explains, that a Maisa Shechita is not kosher unless the cause of the death is only the simanim and not something else, like the spine. So that's why, if you also cut the spine together with the simanim, that passes the Shechita and it becomes Mamish Nevelo. Halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber in Simen Chof Aleph Sif Hei, Paskins Leheter, there's no issur to cut the neck after the Shechitas HaSimanim. However, the Ramah says that the minig is to be machmir like the Ravya, and not to cut the neck after the Simanim. And the Shach says there that it's a big chiddush to be machmir like the Ramah, because Roy Rishonim are makil on it. So the Shach writes that maybe the Ramah means that the minig is to be machmir only when there's no hefsid merubin.
We're learning Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says in the middle of the Amud, Dogim lav bnei shchito nino. Dogim don't eat shchito. How do we know that? The Gemara brings a pasuk, Hatzoin uvokor yishochit lohem, im eskol degei hayom yei osif lohem. So the Gemara says, Basifo ba'al mesogi lehu. The same way by tzoin uvokor that we need shchito, yishochit lohem, by dogim, asifa is enough, yosif lohem. The shaila is, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Does the Gemara mean that dogim, since by dogim there's no din shchito, so the pshat is dogim don't need any matir, there's no specific maisa that you need in order to be matir it, but it's mutter the way it is. Any way you eat it, it's mutter. And when the Gemara says, ba'asifa ba'al misogilu, it means that you don't need anything. You just take it and eat it. Or the pshat is, the Gemara doesn't mean that dogim don't eat anything. Dogim also need a maise matir. However, the maise matir by behemon, by oif, is shchito. By dogim, there's a different maise matir. Asifa be'alma, maise asifa, that's the maise matir of the dogim. But it's a positive matir. It's not that they don't need anything. What would be the nafkimina? Nafkimina would be, what if the fish already died in the water? It already died by itself. And then you go ahead and you do the asefi asifa, you take it out. So if we say that the din asifa means that it doesn't need a matir bichlal. So it doesn't matter, it should be mutter either way. But if we say the asifa is a positive din matir, like shchito, so the same way shchito has to be ba'oidam chayim, when they're still alive, so what din the asifa should only help if it was done b'chayim. But if they already died before the asifa, so it's too late already, so it should be asur. Now in the Rambam, the mashmoy saloshon in the Rambam, ichuro, is the Rambam learns like the second tzad, that a sifa by dogim is a positive din of a maise matir. Lashon Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchi Shechito Halach Gimel, Rambam says, dogim v'chagovim einom tzrichim shechito, elo asifosom hi hamateres oisom. So it's already mashma here lehedio, that the sifa is a matir, it does need a matir. However, they don't need shchita as a matir, but the asifa is the matir. And then the Rambam goes on and says, asifas dogim ke shchitas bokor v'tzoyin. So again, it's mashma that the Rambam saying here that the Asifa is parallel to the Shechita, the same way the Shechita is a Matir, also the Asifa is the Matir. That's the Matir of the Dogim. Problem is, if that's the Pshat in the Rambam, so there's a Stira Minei Ubei. Because the Rambam, later in the Halacha says, that imesume aleihem besoy hamayim utarim. We just said that the nafkimin of this chakira from this chakira is that if they died before you did the asifa, so if the asifa is necessary as a maise matir, it won't help anymore. It will be too late. And here the Rambam says lehedya that imesume aleihem if they already died besoy hamayim, so it's still mutter. The asifa will still be mutter. So that's the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah here in the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says, "Vein toima soif soif neimo debo asifa boidum chaim." So this is the kasha here in the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah answers that in a chinami. If it would be shaykh to say, if there would be such a tzad to say that it's a maise matir, that it needs a matir of a sifa, so really we wouldn't need this, it wouldn't work anymore if they died already. However, it's not shaykh to say such a thing, saying there's no such tzad. And mimeila, al kohach, we have to say that the whole Lashon Rambam here is lav dafko, and the Rambam never meant to say that there's a din mati here. Why? Because the Kesef Mishnah says, because since, if this would be a maise matir, so it would have to require a specific significant maisa that is matir. And asifa, zokta Kesef Mishnah, is not such a thing. It's not a significant maisa. Any way you'll go and eat a dogim, it's gonna always be considered asifa. You don't have to go to collect it with your hand and to go fishing for having a sifa. Even if someone goes into the water and just swallows it directly into his mouth, that's already called a sifa. He says be'eis shehem b'fiv ne'asofim heim. So Imelo says the Kesef Mishnah in Kain ein dava miyuchad demazhar aleikra. It can be that this is a ma'isim esuyu a ma'isim miyuchad of the Torah requires as a matir for dogim. So al kochoch, there's no, the Gemara just means that there's no tzayrich for a maise matir at all by dogim, and the Loshon HaRambam is lav dafka, and that's why the Rambam said, Rambam paskins, that even if they died before the asifa in the water, it's still mutter. Now, the maise rikech on this Rambam, he has a different mahalach in the Rambam to answer this kasha. He holds that the Rambam, the Loshon HaRambam is mevu lehedyo, that it's a maise matir, like we said before, that's the pashas in the Rambam. And mimeilo, you can't say like the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam holds that you don't need a maise matir at all. So, what's the pshat in the Rambam? How come the Rambam paskins that even if it died before, it's still mutter? So Ma'aser Rekech says, the Rambam's not talking in a case when you went ahead and took it and did the asifa after it died. The asifa was before it died. What's the pshat? He's saying that the Rambam is talking in a case when you already put it in the net, the tzedah of the dogim was before you took it out of the water. And it died in the net, but it was still in the water. So imeila, this already, once you did this tzedah, even though it was still in the water, so it's already considered asifa. This tzeido, the kevon shini tzeido, he says, zu yasifosom. And mimeilo, be'etzem v'asifa ina chinami has to be mechaim, because it's a maise matir, but it was mechaim. All the Rambam means, in meisum me'aleim besoy chamayim mutavim, the Rambam means that it doesn't have to die al yedei the asifa, But even if it, even the asif, it stayed in the water and the tzeda was in the water, and it died by itself in the water, you didn't take it out of the water for killing it, it's still mutter. But the asif ataka happened before the misa. So that's why it's mutter. Now, according to the Maisa Rekech, so it comes out, the Maisa Rekech holds that Asifa is a Maisa Matir, Bidasa Rambam, like the Rambam's, the Pashtus Aloshin. And that's why it needs Asifa Ba'idum Chaim, like Shchito. The Kesef Mishnah, however, holds that it's not a Maisa Matir. It's because there's no Dava Mesuyim here, and that's why Asifa works even La'achar Misa. And he holds that the Rambam, when the Rambam's saying that it's Mutter, even if it dies in the water, it's even if the Asifa was afterwards. So that's Takon of Kimilo Dino between the Kesef Mishnah and the Maisa Rekech here.
Now, even though in the Loshna Rambam, it's more mashma like the Maisa Rekech, that it is a Maisa Matir, however, there is a big chiddush here in the Maisa Rekech. That's when we say that we want to say that Asifa is a Maisa Matir. There's two ways how to understand this pshat. What is a Maisa Matir? Is the pshat, it's like Shechita. The Hainu, the same way Shechita, it's nafik chiyusa al-idei the Shechita. The Shechita is a way of killing the behemoth. And that's the Maisa Matir, Shabbai. The same thing by Asifa. The Asifa is Batsim taking it out of the water. And the water is the source of life of it, so you're disconnecting it from its source of life, and by that you're causing the death of the fish, and that's the Maisa Matir. By a behemoth, you're killing it by a shchita, and that's the Matir. By dogim, you're killing it by the asifa, and that's the Maisa Matir. That's one way how to understand the Maisa Matir. The other way is that it's not mitzvah that the asifa is taking out of the water and causing its death. Asifa is time, it's a dry maisa, there's a xeras akosuf, that it needs a maisa mati of asifa, not because the asifa is what's killing it. Now, lichura, the only reason to assume that the maisa mati of asifa, even if it is a maisa mati, that the maisa mati has to be before it died, mechaim, it has to be mechaim, like the achronim here assume, like the Kesef Mishnah is assuming, is only if we say that the maisa mati here is like shchita, it's a maisa matir that is causing the death of it. It's disconnecting it from the water. So then, there's a reason to say that it has to be dafka mechayim, like shchita. Why? Because if it already died before the asifa, so it doesn't make sense, the asifa. The asifa doesn't, it's anyway not causing its death, because it's already dead anyway. So that's why the asifa has to be mechayim. However, if we say that the maisa matir of the asifa is not because it's nafik chiyusu alidei the asifa, like we say by shchita. No, the asifa is just, it's a dry maisa, it's a kosev that you have to do this maisa for being matirid, but not mitzad, that this is a way of causing its death. It's not a way of killing it, like shchita. Which means that even if it's still in the water and you're doing the asifa inside the water, like the Maisa Rekech wants to suggest, it's also a good Maisa Asifa, it's also a good Maisa Matir. But if that's the case, if that's the pshat in the Maisa Matir of Asifa, so lichura, there's no reason to assume that it has to be dafka mechaim. Mein afkimin if it's mechaim alach hamisa. Anyway, the asifa is not what's causing its death. The Maisa Matir Shabuy is not pshat because you're killing it all day, the Asifa. Stand, there's a custom to do Maisa Asifa. And this Maisa Asifa could be even inside the water, even if it stays alive after the Asifa. Like the Maisa Rekech is saying. But if that's the case, Lichur does the same thing, it should work also after it died. So, man, the Maisa Rekech is Lichur, it's Mimalav Shach, it's fair, because if the Maisa Rekech is assuming that it has to be Dafka Mechaim, and that's why he has to say this whole law, Kimton the Rambam, and the Rambam saying that imesu b'soy chamayim me'aleim, so it's mutter, so it's dafka if you did the ma'isa asifa beforehand with a tzeda in the water. So the chur to steal minei obey, because if you say that even if it stays alive, you leave it in the water and you did the asifa in the water, so that's already a matir. So this means that the Maisa Matir of Asifa is not a way of killing it. It could stay alive for a whole year. You can leave it in the water as long as it's in your net. So it's already a good Maisa Matir. If that's the case, so what's the problem altogether? So why can't you say that it died before you did the Asifa? And you did the asifa when it already died, because anyway, the asifa is not what kills it. So, vice versa, the Maisa with Kech learned that, that even though the Maisa Matir of asifa is not, it's not Pshat, it's Nafik Chiyus Alidei the asifa, but still it has to be Dumya de Shechita. Because since we find by Shechita that it's Dafka Michaim, so also the asifa, the Matir of the asifa has to be Dafka Michaim. Now the Rambam, in this halacha, the Rambam says two dinim here, two halachas. One halacha, the Rambam says, that the dagim, if they die, may aleihim in the water, mutarim. Another halacha, he says, umutar le'ochlom chayim. The hainu, the Rambam is saying here that by dagim, it's mutar to eat them both if they died by themselves in the water, and also if they stayed alive, you could eat them when they're alive. So the Kesef Mishnah explains what's the pshat, how are these two halachas a result of the fact that you don't eat shechita by dogim. So Kesef Mishnah explains that by a behemoth, that there's a din shechita, that's what causes two nafkimin, is because there's a din shechita, so if you don't do the shechita, so it dies by itself, so it's an avela. And also if you eat it by oiduchaya, so there's a chiyuv of eva minachai. But by dogim, since you don't need shechita, so in Mela, both these isurim don't apply. There's no isur of Eva Minachai, and there's no isur of Nevela when it dies, Me'elov. Now, on both these halachas of the Rambam, so we find that of Saadia Goyen is chaylik on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah here, one thing the Kesef Mishnah here brings b'shem of Saadia Goyen, he says that if Saadia Goyen is chulik on the Rambam, legabe the din, meisu me'aleim. That if Saadia Goyen says that it's usur, if the dogim died by themselves in the water, so it's usur. In the B'siyah Yisif, in Simen Yud Gimel, he brings another of Saadia Goyen that says, that is arguing also with the other part of the Rambam, that if Saadia Goyen says that Chaim, Dagim Chaim Asurim. Rambam says Mutol Ochlem Chaim, and if Saadia Goyen says no, it's Asur. So in both parts of the Rambam, we find if Saadia Goyen argues. Now, since we see that if Saadia Goyen holds that you're not allowed to eat them by Dem Chaim, which means Ichura, there's an Isur Evim in the Chai here. Seems to be the pshat that of Saadia Goyen is choylik on this nekuda. Saadia Goyen taka holds that the asifa is a maisim matir, and not only that it's a maisim matir, but it's a maisim matir like we said before, that it has to, that it's like shechita, that it's a way of killing it, the same way shechita, it's nafik chiyus al idei shechita, and that's the matir. So also the asifa, you take it out of the water and you disconnect it from the source of its life, so that's the mas and the ma'isim matir shaboy. So in Meila, therefore, the ma'isim matir is a din to kill it, be'etzim. So if it's still chai, so it's asur. There's isur eivim in a chai, because it's mamish like shechita. You has to be nafik chiyus alidei the ma'isim matir. And if it's ve'gishmak, that's why the shitasa also of Saadia Goyen holds that imesu also asurim. If it died by itself before you did the asifa, so it's also why? Because after the Maisa Mati only could help if you did it Michaim, like we saw before. But if it already died before the Maisa Mati, before you did the Asifa, it died in the water, so the Asifa was already too late to be Matirit, because the whole thought of this Maisa Matir is that you're making it die on the day this Maisa Matir, but if it died by itself, so the Asifa is Loimailiv Loimairid, and it's too late to be Matirit. However, the B'siyasif, he says that when the Rav Saadia Goyen says that Chaim Asurim, it can't be that it's Isu Eva Minachai, because it's Muchach and that there's no Isu Eva Minachai, like we'll see soon. So Mimela, the Pshat in Saadia Goyen, he doesn't mean to Asur Mishum Eva Minachai, but it's just the Isu of Balteshaktu. All the Psa'ad Yegoin means is that there's an issue of Bal Teshaktsu here. If you eat it alive, it's Bal Teshaktsu, but it's not a real Eva Minachai. Shaila is, if that's the Psa'ad and the Psa'ad Yegoin, so Lichuva, it's not consistent, because if the Psa'ad Yegoin Taka holds that it's a Maisim Matir, and that's why, if it died before the Asifa, it's Asur, that's why Maisim Asurim, so Lichuva, it should also be, it should also have an Isur of Eva Minachai, it should also be Chayim Asurim. So there's two ways how to understand it. Either we could say that the Psa'ad Yegoin learns, like the Maisim Rikeach, that the Maisim Mati here is not of Maisim Mati of Nofik Chiyusa, and Lemaisa, the Asifa could be, even if the Asifa doesn't kill it, it's still a good Maisim Matir, as long as you have Asifa. Just, it has to be Mechaim, because Dom Yud Shechita, by Shechita we find that the Maisim Mati is Mechaim, so also by Asifa, the Maisim Mati has to be Mechaim. But the Maisim Mati is not a Lav Dafka Maisa that is Nofik Chiyusa Alidei this Maisa. And that's why, if it's still alive, it's Eva Minachai, as long as you did a Maisa Mati of the Asifa, it's Mutter. That's one way. Other way to learn Pshat in the Rav Sa'ad Yegoin, this would be a better Pshat. In a Chinami, Rav Sa'ad Yegoin holds that you need a real Maisa Mati of, like Shechita, that Nafik Chiyusa Aliday, the Asifa. And that's why if it died before the Asifa, so the Asifa is already doesn't accomplish anything. It's also already. And Mimela, even if you did the Maisa Asifa, if you did the Maisa Asifa in the water, like the Maisa Rekech's case, it won't help. Dafka, you have to take it out of the water, and that's the Maisa Matir. However, once you did the Maisa Asifa, so it's mutter to eat it, even by Oidum Chai, Mitzad Din Eva Minachai. Why? Because the same way we find by Shechita that Mefakesis Lachar Shechita is Mutter. Why? Because the Maisa Mati of Shechita, even though the Yisayid of the Shechita is to kill it, there should be nothing Chiyusa Lidei the Shechita, but once you did the Maisa Shechita, so even if it did not die yet, it's already Mutter. It's still Mefakesis, it's already Mutter, because the Maisa Mati of the Shechita is already Cha. Same thing here, when the Torah is giving the Asifa for the Dogim as a Maisa Matir, that should be nafik chiyus alidei the asifa. So once you took it out of the water and you disconnected it from the source of life, so it's about to die alidei this asifa. So even if it did not die yet, it's still chai. It's already mutter alidei this maisim matir, and the issue of eivim in a chai is already poka. It's only an issue of bal teshaktsu. Now the reason why the Bais Yosef is forced to say in the Rav Sa'ad Yegoin's Shita that there's no issur of Eva Minachai, it's just the issur of Bal Teshaktsu when you eat it alive, is because to answer a kasha of Avnisim Goyen. Avnisim Goyen brings a raya against the Rav Sa'ad Yegoin from a Tesefta, Mefush a Tesefta and Truma. Tesefta says that it's mutter to eat Dogim Chayim. So how could Rav Sa'ad Yegoin say that it's usur? So Bais Yosef answers that the Psa'ad you never meant that there's an Isser of Eva Minachai here. It's just the Isser of Bal Teshaktsu. That's the terrors of the Bais Yosef on the Psa'ad you. Shaila, how does this answer the question? The question was, and in Tisefta it says, that it's mutter to eat it when it's Chaim. So Minas Kimino, how come Psa'ad you asks it? If he asks it because of Eva Minachai or because of Bal Teshaktsu? But Lemaiso, he holds it's Osir, and the Tisefta says that it's mutter. So what does the Bais Yosef mean by this teretz? So Lemaiso, there's two ways how to understand it. This is something that we already find in Tosfos. Tosfos, Lekamon, and Chulin, Daf, Samech, Vav, and Udalef. Tosfos say there that there's no Issur Eva Minachai by Dogim, and that's why the Tosefta is saying it's mutter, but there is an Isser of Bal Teshaktsu. So Tosfos say there that the Pshat is like this. When the Tosefta is saying it's Chaim is mutter, it's Lav Dafka. Be'etzim, it's Asur because of Bal Teshaktsu. Just Tosefta, when the Tosefta is saying that it's mutter to eat it Chaim, Tosefta is not talking about Bal Teshaktsu here. Bal Teshaktsu is a Zaytik Isser. Tosefta means, Me'ikar Adin, Me'ikar Adin, Eva Minachai, There's no, the Isur Chai that you have by Beheiman, by, oh, if you don't have, it doesn't apply by Dogim. That's the pshat, that Dogim Mutarim, that even Chayim it's Mutar. But Lemaisa, you can't eat it when it's Chai because of a Zaitiki problem of Bal Teshaktsu. So that's one way how to understand the teretz of the Bas Yosef on of Saadia. Another way is Alpi Taisfis in Shabbos. Tais in Shabbos daf Tzadik Umud Beis. Also say the same thing that there's an issue about the shaktsu by dogim. And Taisvis ask, so from this Tisefta, how come Tisefta says that it's mutter to eat it chayim? So Taisvis say that Tisefta is talking in a case when you're eating a evil mina chay, but you're not eating the whole fish. You're eating a part of the fish. You're cutting a part off the fish while it's still alive. And you're eating that part. That part, there's already no Bal Teshaktsu on it. Because the Bal Teshaktsu is only when you're mamish eating it, a part that's alive. But this part that you cut off is not alive anymore. Elamai, there's still an Isser of Evil Minachai. Mitzad Evil Minachai, it should be Osir because the fish is still alive. So that's what the Sefta is saying. Chai Mutavim, it means that there's no Isser of Evil Minachai here. And Mimelo, even though the fish is still alive, once you cut off a part of it and you're eating that part, Legabi, that part, that there's no Issa Bal Teshaktsu, it's mutter to eat it because the Issa Eva Minachai doesn't apply to Dogim. So just to summarize, we had here a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rasag. The Rambam holds that Dogim, Bein Mesim, Bein Chayim, is mutter. And the Rasag is chaylik on both things, bein chayim, bein mesim osir. Now, when the Rambam said that mesim is mutter, so we saw machlekes kesef mishnah on maaseh keach. What does the Rambam mean? Is the Rambam talking in a case that it died even before the maaseh asifa? That's what the kesef mishnah holds. Even then, it's mutter. The maaseh keach holds the dafko if you did the maaseh asifa before it died. Just it was stayed in the water. And in Afsahadya Goyen, when Afsahadya Goyen says that Chaim is Asurim, so there's a mockim to say that he means that it's a Issa Evim in a Chai. However, the Bas Yosef says that can be because of the Tisefta, and the Pshat is it's only Asur Mitzad Bal Teshaktsu. Halach Lemaisa, the Ramah in Simon Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, Paskins like the Rambam, that Bein Mesim, Bein Chaim, it's Mutter. However, The heter of Chaim, Dr. Ramah, is only when you cut off a part of the fish and you eat it while the fish is still alive. So it's mutter because there's no Issa Evim in a Chai. But to mamish eat the whole fish when it's alive, or to bite a part of the fish while it's alive, that's Usr because of Bal Teshaktsu. Another Indian here is about Chagovim. Grasshoppers. The Gemara in Masechta Krisis, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, says that the same way Dogim don't eat Shechita, also Chagovim do not need Shechita. Now what's the mucker for that? The Gemara doesn't say. So there's a few Drachim in the Rishonim to explain why Chagovim don't eat Shechita. Rashi in Chulin, Rashi Lekamon, Daf Samchavavim Udalif, says, B'shem the Behag, that the reason why Chagovim don't eat Shechita is because they are mentioned together with Dogim. Because it says, Zois Teiras HaBe'im HaVe'oif, V'chol Nefesh HaChayar Yimeses B'mayim, which is Dogim, and then it says, U'lechol Nefesh HaShiretis HaLa'oritz, and that's referring to Chagovim. So Chagovim, Ahukash le dogim, the same way dogim don't eat shechita, hu adin chagovim. That's one mocker. The Rambam says a different mocker. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, in Mehilchus Shechita, dogim v'chagovim einam tzrichim shechita. And he says, u'bechagovim nemar, oisef hachosil, which means, ba'asifa levada. There's a losh nasifa that we find in the Navi, Legabe Chagovim. So the Rashba asks in the Rambam, since in this pasuk it only says Loshen Asifa, we learned in our sugya that by Dogim it's not enough that we find the pasuk that it says Loshen Asifa, Because if that's the case, so also Oiv shouldn't need shechita, because we also find Lashon Hasifa by Oiv, yes, with a slav. That was the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara said that the reason why by Dagim we don't need shechita is because in the same pasuk where it's mentioned, where Sifa is mentioned, Lagabi Dagim, it says there that Bakav Itzai needs shechita. So since it's near each other, so the only this way we know that when it says Asifa by Dagim, it means Lapuki Shechita, and it's Dafka Asifa. So, but Mashenkin by Oif, that it only says Asifa, and it doesn't say it near Shechita of Bakav Itzai. So how come the Rambam could learn from a pasuk in the Navi where it says only Losh Nasifa without Shechita, Ligabi Chagavim, Tapatu Chagavim from Shechita? That's the Rashba's Kash on the Rambam. So the Keset Mishnah answers that the Rambam learns that in a chinami be'etzim, it's enough that you have a pasuk of Asifa by itself of a patterning from Shechita. The reason why by Dagim it's not enough, the reason why by Dagim you need Dafka such a pasuk that is, it says Asifa together with Shechita of Behema, is only because by Dagim there's an opposite reason. By Dagim, there's a reason to assume that Dagim do need Shechita, because Dagim ahukash lebakav etzayin by the pasuk the Gemara brought before. Zayis tayras abeema v'ha'oif, which in the hemshich of the pasuk there it says chol nefesh chaya rimeses b'mayim, which is dogim, like Rashi brings, and that's why Rashi saying the Gemara is saying that oif is between behema and dogim. So there was a havamina to make a hekesh from dogim. From Be'iman Oif to Dogim, and to be Mechayev Dogim and Shechita. So connected that, we need a stronger Yafusa to Pate Dogim from Shechita, Alidei, such a Pasuk that has a Losh Nasifa together with Shechita V'Behema. Mashenkin Bechagovim, that there's no opposite reason to assume that it does need Shechita, so he made a regular Yafusa, where it just mentions Asifa Legabi Chagovim, it's already enough for patterning it from Shechita. That's the case of Mishnah's Teretz. However, the Rashba, because of his kasha on the Rambam, so the Rashba says, "V'linire mishum deloik sif Shechita gabi didhu." So the Rashba is saying here a big chiddush. The Rashba is saying, you know why Chagovim do not need Shechita? Because it doesn't say that they do need Shechita. We don't find anywhere that it says Shechita legabi Chagovim. Whenever anything the Torah doesn't say that you need Shechita, so you don't need Shechita. You don't need a Yafusa to say that there's no Shechita. But forget, you need a Yafusa to say that you do need a Shechita. But whenever there's no Makar to say that you need a Shechita, so by default you don't need Shechita. And that's why Chagavim don't need a Pasuk like Rashi, or like the Rambam, to pater them from Shechita. But Chagavim, since there's no pasuk to be mechayev Shechita by them, so mimeila there is no din Shechita. That's the Rashba's Shechita. Aye, yes, the Rashba. So how come by Dagim the Gemara's saying that you do need a Yafusa for patering it from Shechita? So the Rashba says again, because Dagim, we would think that it's like Tzoynu Bakur, because it says it together, so it needs Shechita, there's a Hekesh to Tzoynu Bakur. But Chagavim, there's no reason to assume that it needs Shechita, because Mechateisa, there's no Pasuk whatsoever. Now, the Shaila is, what's the Pshat in the Rambam and the Rashi? How come Taka they hold that you need a Pasuk for pattering Chagavim from Shechita? L'chur, the Rashba is right. Mechateisa to be mechayevet from Shechita. If the Torah doesn't say din Shechita by Chagavim, so mechateisa to be mechayevet. By Chagavim, there's no hekish to say that it would need Shechita. So why do you need a pasuk to patter it? And the Kesef Mishnah makes this kasha even stronger. Kesef Mishnah asks that be'etzim we see in the sugya that you need a pasuk to be mechayev chaya v'oiv with shechita. So how come by dogim and chagavim we need a pasuk to be mimaitit? So the pshat is that the Rambam is l'shitosei. Like we said before, we said earlier that the pashas in the Rambam is that the asifa by dogim and the same thing by chagovim is a ma'ase matir. It's not pshat when the Gemara says basifa ba'al nesagilehu that you don't need anything, you don't need a matir at all. But the pshat is the same way by behemis and oifis you need a shchita as a ma'ase matir. Also dogim and chagovim need a ma'ase matir. However, the ma'ase matir by dogim and chagovim is a different ma'ase matir. It's a matir of asifa. But it's a positive din of a matir. So therefore, it's very gishmak. How come the Rambam needs a pasuk? Because if you wouldn't have a pasuk, so in a chinami, there's no makar to say that you need shchita. But how do you know that there's a different matir of asifa? For that, you need a pasuk to say that there's asifa, there's a din asifa by dogim and by chagovim. And this is like the Maisa Rikech that we brought down earlier, that he learns in the Rambam that there's a din of Maisa Matir of Asifa, like the Mashmois Aloshon in the Rambam, that Asifasam, hi hamateres oisam. However, the Rashba will learn that the Asifa is not a Maisa Matir. It just means that there's no din Matir at all. It doesn't need any Matir. And either way, any way you eat it, it's good, it's mutter. So that's why the Rashba holds that there's no need for a makor. Once there's no hekish to say that it requires a shchita, so mimeilo by default it's part of mechetesa to be mechayevet by shchita, because he holds that a sifa is not a positive din. It just means there's no din at all. So that's why it doesn't need a makor. So we have a machlekes vishayim here. If the asifa by dogim and chagavim is a ma'ase matir, like shchita, or it just means that you don't need anything. The Rashi and the Rambam will learn that it's a ma'ase matir, and the Rashba will learn that it just means that there's no din, it doesn't need any matir at all. Now there's a agadita here in the Gemara to explain the difference, the tam, why there's a difference between behema, dogim, and oifis, legabe shchita. So the Gemara says, "Behemo shenivis min hayabosho hechsheru b'shnei simonim, dogim shenivu min hamayim hechsheru b'veloi klum, oy shenivu min arikok, which means from the mud, a mixture of the soil and the water, hechsheru b'simon echad." So the Shai is, what's the shaychis? Why is the source of what it was created from? Why does that affect the hilchis shchita? So Rashi explains that since the shchita, the purpose of the shchita is for taking the chiyus out, so we may know something that was created from the earth. It has a stronger chiyus, yeshlo chiyus bari v'chazak. So we may know it needs a stronger shchita for taking out the chiyus. It needs shnei simonim. The oif that was nivra from a mixture of water and soil, so from the mud. So we may know it has a medium chiyus. So for that, a shvach shchita of one simen is enough for taking out the chiyus. The dogim that were created from the water is liquid, so something that's created from the water has a very weak chiyus. So for that, you don't need shchita at all. Basifa be'alma, it's enough. So that's Rashi's pshat. The Maharsha in the Chiddush HaGadis, he has a different pshat. He says that he brings from the Chokrim. The Chokrim say that anything that is the further it is from the sky, it's more gashmizdik, it's more materialistic. So Mimela, he says the earth is under the water. The water is above the earth. So Mimela, the earth is more materialistic than the water. So therefore, he's saying shchita, the purpose of shchita, the ruchnizdika purpose of it is to be mezakech, the basar, for being roi for achilas adam. Adam is in a higher madrega than a behema. And a behema is mumigushim diksa, to make it roi for adam to eat it, you have to be mezakech ilaydei shchita. So imela, the more something is megushim dik, it needs more of a shchita. Behema comes from the yabasha, from the earth, which is which is the most migushim dik, so it needs a stronger shechita to be mizakechit for achilas odom. A oiv that comes, that is made out of a mixture, it needs a smaller shechita, is enough of a simon echot. A dogin that comes from the water, that is above the earth, that is already more ruchni is dik, so that's why a sifa be'alma is enough. Well, the Gemara starts here in Nusugya. Ein shchita lo'if min ha'toivo, shenema v'shofach b'shficho be'al mosagi. This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that shchita by yo'if is only midirabona. So, on this sugya, there's a lot what to talk about. Imitz Hashem will talk about it by Chava in the beginning of the next year on Daf Chavches, where the Hemshech of the sugya is. In the meantime, we'll just mention one interesting point on this sugya, on the Gemara here. The Gemara says that legabe the din mitzvahs kisui adam, so leman da omar ein shechita lo'if min ha'toira, which means nechira is enough min ha'toira. So if you do nechira ta'oif, there's a chiyuv of kisui adam. That's what the Gemara says at the end of the Amud. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Simon Chifches, he brings down the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim's Shita is that Treifa de Rabbonon, something that has a din Treifa only with the Rabbonon, that's enough for pattering it from Mitzvah's Kisui Adam. When you shecht such a Treifa, it's patter from Kisui Adam. Why? So Prima Godim says, since by Kisui Adam there's a din of Asher Ye'ochel, that only something that is mutter b'achila, there's a din kisui adam, like it's brought down in our sugya. So mimeilo, even a isur achila d'rabbanon is already enough to say that it's loy karinin b'asher yo'achil and to patter it from mitzvahs kisui adam, because lemaisu b'fayal you can't eat it, even though the isur is only d'rabbanon. That's the primary god. Kveger asks, Chur, it doesn't stem with our sugya, because here in our Gemara it says lehedya that leman da ama that ain't shchita loif min ha'toira. If you do nechira, so there's a mitzvah kisui adam. The shaila is factor b'kveiger midirabbanon. You vadi you need shchita by your oif lekula alma. So midirabbanon it's also ba'achilo if you do the nechira, if you don't do shchita. So how come there's a mitzvah kisui adam? The same thing with the Pimigodim says, Legabe Tireif de Rabbanon, the Gemara should say here that it's that like Karin Be'ashel Yachel, because Lemaisa Befoyal, you can't eat it. That's a Bekivagos Kasha on the Pimigodim Shita. So, the Yeshiva Shitaritz on this, the Velt says, is that the Pimigodim learned that there's a difference between the two cases, the two Isurim. When do we say that when there's no when it's also the rabbanon, isur the rabbanon is enough for saying that it's potter from kisui adam, when it's a isur heftza, like treifa, the rabbanon pshat is the etzem zach, it's a dover ha'asur, it's a heftza di isura, even though it's midu rabbanon, it's already a begeder that it's loikarin be'asher yachal, it's not roi la'achilu befoil mimela, doesn't require kisui adam. However, Legabi shchita sa'oif, even though midirabbanon you need a shchita, but once the Torah says that nechira is already matir the oif, when Rabbanon came along and said that you need shchita also and nechira is not enough, it's not pshat that he turned it into a heftzah of nevela de Rabbanon. The heftzah blibes a heftzah de hetera, and the nechira is be'etzem matir it. Elamai, there's a din de Rabbanon that the Rabbanon was mechayev us to do a ma'ase shchita. That's a din in the gavah to do a ma'ase shchita. But it's not that the heftzah becomes, it turns into nevela de Rabbanon. So that's why here it's like a zaitik azach, it's not considered that the heftzah is be'etzim mufka from achilas odom, even mid de Rabbanon. And that's why it's chayev b'kisui adam. I thought maybe you could say another teretz here. If you look at Rashi on this Gemara, when the Gemara says that by your oif Leman da'ama ein shechita lo'if min ha'toira. So when you do nechira, it should need kisui adam. So lichura, what would we say? We would say, because since midiraisa nechira is enough, so it's considered asher ye'achel, and that's why it would need kisui adam. But Rashi does not say that. Rashi says something else. Rashi in dibur ha'maschli, boi kisui, zokt Rashi, liboi kisui dehoksiva kisui anechira didei. What is Rashi saying here? Rashi is saying anu svara. Since the whole pasuk of kisui adam, v'shofach es damai v'chiso ba'afar, it says it about these words of v'shofach es damai, that from these words the Gemara learns, according to this man da'ama, that you don't need shechita midei raisa b'yoiv, but shficha is enough, v'shficha ba'al mosagi, which means nechira. So it comes out, says Rashi, that on this nechira b'yoif, the Torah is mechayev mitzvah kisui adam. Specifically, lehedya, the Torah is mechayev kisui adam by a nechira v'yoif, according to this mandama, it's a mefuish pasuk. So in Mela, that's why it's bevadai chayev b'kisui adam. That's what Rashi says. So this could be a good answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha. In a chinami, mitzad the gather of asher ye'ochel, maybe, according to Prima Godin, we would say here that it's like Harinan be'asher ye'ochel, and Meir shouldn't have a kisui adam. However, here there's a mefush gzeiras akasuv to be mechayivit in kisui adam, because on this pasuk that is talking about nechira ba'oif, on this the Torah says v'chiso ba'ofa. So this is like reminds of the famous Taz, the Taz in Yeridaya, Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifkot Aleph. The Taz has a big yesod that he says whenever the Torah is lehedya, being matir something, so then chachamim don't have a koyach even midirabbanon to aser it. That's the yesod of the Taz. Since the Torah is lehedya matir specifically this thing, so even lechuma to be to aser it, rabbanon the chachamim don't have the koyach. So lechuma koshikin here. Once the Torah is lehedya mechayev kisui adam specifically legabe nechira ba'oif, so rabbanon don't have the power to patter it from kisui adam even after they say that you need a shechita.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mechaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.